Hi, friends, and welcome to Soul Freedom Show with me, your host, Suzanne Alexandria, where we dive into the path to inner freedom. You know, I spent a lot of decades actually not even realizing how unfree I was, how I was shackled by lots of things, including trauma and a marriage that wasn't the best for me. And belief systems that really did not serve me. And I came into realizing, whoa, this is not freedom. I'm not free. But it took a long time even to get there. So in this podcast, we talk about freedom. We talk about inner freedom, IF, and how we get there. What do? You have to take action, is what I know. But then it's kind of like walking along the yellow brick road, quite literally, finding gems, going through scary stuff, finding friends, finding courage, finding your heart. And it's this path to the Emerald City. But the Emerald City is not outside of you. It is right in you. It's in your heart. It's you. It's your divinity. It's so many things. So sit back, grab a cup of something, and call in if you'd like a freedom reading and listen to what we've got in store for you. Thank you so much for joining. Hi, friends. Happy Monday. It's the Monday right after Christmas, and we are here on a blessed sunny afternoon. Maybe it'll be morning or evening whenever you're listening to this podcast. Welcome to Soul Freedom Show with me, your host, Suzanne Alexandria. And I've got a special show today. I do welcome calls. I would love any callers or comments through Facebook, especially if you're interested in this topic and what's blocking you or what you need to enhance your connection with the divine feminine, especially, but with the divine in general. That's what I help people really do energetically, is open your beautiful heart, your intuition system, your soul essence to a deeper communion with the divine, with the holy, with God, with God presence. You can call it what you want, the universe. This show is going to be pretty deep, steeply steeped in some teachings and my understanding of the divine feminine, angelic, ascended masters, and goddess essences who have helped me become the person that I am, the mother that I am, the channel that I am, the business owner that I am, the coach that I am. I didn't do it alone. And opening to this heavenly benevolence and divine love is something that usually for most of us is quite a process of transitioning from even into believing or knowing that there's something more out there. So in my day work, I'm a mindset coach. I'm a spiritual guide. I operate a business where I teach and help people energetically shift into this presence of their deeper selves, their souls, and also connect with their own guidance. And for me and many of us, that is the realm of archangels, ascended masters, personal guides, angels, all of them angelic, pure love beings, energies who just want us to be happy. To be honest, they just want us to be free and happy and do what we came here to do. So throughout this broadcast, if you want to call in and ask, I can help you pinpoint any areas of stuckness within your own energy system or your body or thinking where you're blocked from doing just that. Otherwise, sit back and listen. And we can talk about my programs where I help people intensively open and become leaders and business women and men and parents and all kinds of things, whatever your profession, but divinely guided. Because I believe that when the world has more leaders who are spiritually connected, going to that place of what's for the common best good of all from a heavenly perspective, the world is just going to get better and better. So that's my motivation for this. I work with powerful men and women and men who want to change themselves so that their lives can change. Because as we know, it's all an inside job. Like the changes have to happen right in here for us to see them out in the world. So today I'm working with and speaking about four angelic presences, four spiritual guides who are with me on my journey and with you, if you want them to be, or maybe you already know of them. I'm going to be opening like pathways, energetic pathways and understanding to the goddess known as Durga, to Isis, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene. And towards the end of the broadcast, I'm going to do a guided meditation that'll be an energy attunement to this higher vibrational, kind of like a platform. Because what I do know as an energy healer is that in order to commune with the divine, it has become for me a conversation, very much a conversation. But the key is that I, as a human person, have to open to that. I have to open the door. It's like one of those little fairy doors that you see now all over the place, like at World Market. I have to open the door to my own heart and my own consciousness. Like, they're not going to do that for me. I have to do that. You have to do that if you want to have a connection. And then it is actually a process, kind of like building muscles, to learn the nuances of how to commune, how to feel that there's a presence with you, how to know it, how to trust it. And I've been practicing this for many years. I come by it quite through the school of hard knocks, I always say. I was born with this, but I had a lot of things happen to me where my whole intuition became shut down. And I'll talk about that. But I want to preempt my talk with just like getting clear that, because a lot of people come into my office even to work with me, and they're not sure, because people have been told a lot of things about spirit, about angels, and there's still a whole lot of fear about communing, receiving, just even allowing something other than God or Jesus to like be in the mix. And I just want to say, you know, I deal with that with lots of clients and help them understand. And I just say all of them are pure, pure love. There are simply a whole lot of stories, a whole lot of man-made myths, legends, fears that have been stirred up on the planet that are the reason for that fear. But it has no place in here. It doesn't need to be. And if you're having even some of those fears, then chime in or write a question in, or, you know, do a session with me, because I do help people placate those fears. In fact, and like I said, it wasn't always that I even knew all of this was real. So just kind of, I'll do a little synopsis of my story. I do know, because I have this ability to see the past and to read Akashic records and to see many things. And so I do know, after a lot of introspection and looking, seeking, that I was, and most of us are born with this deep connection, little babies. They are the face of God, are they not? They're little angels. They came, in my opinion, straight from source. And that's why we, you know, they're such a draw. I mean, for many reasons, they're babies, but they're still in that pure, pure form of birth from somewhere that's pretty magical, pretty mysterious. So most of us are born with innate abilities, and in my case, I suffered quite extreme trauma and manipulation, and at quite an early age, the age of five, started to shut all of that down. And that's common whether there's trauma or not in a person's life, because life starts happening and people shun, you know, little kids for having a big wild imagination or saying they saw colors, saying they saw angels, saying, you know, they heard something. So many, many reasons why children start to shut down. And that was my case. And I didn't start to reopen until trauma started to happen in my life again over a decade ago. And I started to go within and seek through yoga and through meditation and through many, many, many avenues, shall we say. And that's a pretty common thing. You know, lots of us have fallen into looking because life gets hard. And those are the kinds of people that I work with, is when life gets hard, when life is like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Well, my answer is that you go within and you go up. You turn your head, your face up to the sun, up to the heavens, and you go into your heart and you say, wow, what do I do here? How can I see this? How can I perceive it differently? How do I clean up this mess? How do I love this person who hurt me? Or how do I make amends if I hurt someone? So there's so many reasons why we go internally inside. But I do want to say that my life, I always like to share. Okay, good. We've got some comments coming in. Okay, Julie. Okay, I'll get to that in a little bit. Julie, thank you for chiming in. She asks for some direction in her life. Absolutely. I'll finish kind of this and then I'll get to that. Anyone else who wants to chime in with comments or questions, feel free to. But let's see. So I was on my path. I always like to share with people, because while I do have these pretty intrinsic, unique gifts, they're also available. Like the gifts of communion with spirit are available, I believe, to everyone who wants to. And so I always say, if you're curious, if you're like, how do I do that? Then follow that desire, because that desire is coming from a place in you that wants to connect. There are people who never will want to, and that's fine also. But if the desire is there, it's there. But I worked in corporate Washington, D.C. for 20 years, and I still do that also on the side. And I had no idea about these gifts that I had until after I left that world and started to do some deep work. So that's why I say, you know, if you think that there's something brewing in you where you want to cultivate your own unique gifts, and that's what we're here for today. That's why I'm doing this talk with the Divine Feminine Guides. Then listen up. You know, you can get to work. And I run a program called Embrace Your Lion Essence. And it's all about that. It's all about helping you get clear and motivated and into some practices and all kinds of ways to get you more deeply spiritually connected, so that you're the magnificent guide of your own life from a really, really deep, beautiful place. So with that, I'm going to go ahead. That's a good place to just take a little break. Julie, so I'm going to tap in, and what we'll do with the readings today is with the Divine Feminine Ascended Masters. They're going to be assisting me in with guidance specifically for anyone who chimes in with a reading request. And you can also call in or send it by on Facebook through Messenger. So Julie is asking, I would love to start to go in a new direction in my life. Any advice would be grateful. Okay. You'd be so grateful. Well, it starts with gratitude, so that's awesome. Stick around also for the meditation, because it's going to be very grounding and help everyone who listens to it now or in the recording to really get centered with these divine feminine guides. So stick around for that, because when you want to start in a new direction, you really want to do it from a place of empowered, cohesive centeredness. But let me just tune in. What I can say for you, Julie, is that there's something that about you that you're not embracing. There is actually, and you are already aware of a key strength that you have that has the power to pull you in a whole new direction, or to like to project for you into a whole new projection. You already know what it is. It seems daunting to you, yet it's extremely familiar to you. And on the surface, it seems too hard, but you're making up a lot of stories about that because you're scared, because it's kind of big. And I think it has to do with your voice, with ways that you speak or project. I don't have there anything specific as far as what the job looks like or what this looks like, but it's about projecting your gift, and you already know what it is. You're just reticent because you haven't known how to do it. But if you lean into it and say, okay, show me how, then you will be shown. And so that's the call. Start to say, all right, I know what it is. I know what this is. I am scared. It's okay to say you're scared. Big things are scary. But say, How do I possibly even have the courage to do this? Like, if you're scared, the number one thing is to pray. Say a prayer for courage, strength. Say a prayer to not be scared. You know, like, that's where spirit meets us, is when we dare to let go. But even, like, when I or my clients don't know those big things, I say, Show me how to be grateful, because I don't really know right now. I'm like feeling so angry, but show me how to be grateful, or show me how to have the courage. So your voice is quintessential in this new direction, and also your vision. All I see, if you're watching on the screen, is like you see and you project with your voice. I don't think it's singing. I think it's like kind of directing something. You see and you know the way. You're a natural leader and you got this. Ask us. The angels are saying ask us, especially all of them, but especially Durga and Mother Mary. They're saying, we'll show you. Or you want, like, put your hand out and let us show you. So that's what they have. The answer is already there, Julie. And if you'd like, send me a private message. We could do a more in-depth reading. I do 30-minute readings and I do 75-minute readings. If you need more specifics or a few days, reach out for that. But start to say, their biggest thing is start to say how, like even put it on a piece of paper. How the heck do I do this? So thank you, Julie. Thank you so much for sending that in. That's a beautiful question. And that kind of methodology, frankly, could be relevant for a few other listeners. So thanks for being brave enough to say that. Let's see. Oh, this is also from Julie. So you were a preschool, I just didn't see this before. You were a preschool teacher. Now you're 60 and your life path Oh, is it 22? I love the number 22. It's a divine feminine. I know it as the divine feminine number. I know I'm here for big things, but what are they? Okay, so that's also from you. All right, so they're saying you know what they are, and don't be scared of it, because that's why you're asking, and that's even why you're listening to this broadcast, I'm quite sure. So yeah, they just say, you know the way, you already know it. So sit with that and reach out later, like later in the week if you like, if you need more. Thank you, Julie. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to go on down to talk about the divine feminine. Let's just start right into that, because I want to illuminate my understanding of how I perceive and understand the divine feminine, masters, goddess energies. Just as context, it's not the only way, but I think we learn from sharing, you know, our perspectives. And I've listened to many other teachers and scholars about these benevolent energies, angels, guides. So, and then in about somewhere like 20, with about 20 minutes left, I'm going to guide us all in a meditation to help you connect, because that is one thing I do, is help you establish your own understanding, your own connection of these benevolent guides. So the first one, and we're going to have some images on the screen. The first one is Durga. And Durga is a power, like one of the divine principal aspects of the mother goddess Devi from Indian Sanskrit Hinduism. And so she's one of the most popular and widely revered, because like she's at the top. And I am not a scholar of Indian deities, though I work with a number of them, but a caveat. But I revere their power and the ancestry and the lineage with which this culture has brought through these divine beings and revered them. And one day I will go to India. I've had opportunities and I'm going to go there. But when I want to just emphasize that, you know, that is a culture, a whole nation and other nations around there. And the culture, the Hindu religion and other smaller religions really revere their gods and goddesses, because I believe, because they know it's real. They know they are real. They pray to them mightily for different things. They know how to ask for and how to receive and how to work with spirit in this co-creation realm. And that's what we're talking about. How in 2021, in modern, you know, in our modern culture in America here, how do we do this? How do we have more of that? That's like one of the big things I teach. How do we commune, revere, ask, receive from a place that's open and that I can barely still comprehend. I mean, I've studied quite a lot, but I know I have like this tiny pinhole understanding of the cosmos and all of these beings. And I kind of don't mind that, because it's so magical. So you don't have to have all the answers in order to commune. And if one of the angels or angelic beings kind of like comes into your presence, one of these four or others, there's a purpose for that. And that's basically what I'm here to say, like pay attention, because they're knocking at your door saying, hey, we can help you. Do you want some guidance? Would you like your path to be a little easier? How about that? Would you like some assistance? Because I'm here to help you. And so Durga is depicted with 10 arms. And in those 10 arms, she's got a tool. And she is power. I mean, this is divine, holy, feminine power in like embodied in this essence. She's associated with protection and strength and motherhood. but also destruction and wars. And one of the big messages from all of the guides today is, you know, they all have this ever loving presence, but they're also fierce. They stand for love. They stand for consciousness. They also stand for the destruction of what needs to be destroyed in order for the light to be there. And by and large, that doesn't mean a world war. That means the destruction internally of our own completely self-destructive thoughts, our own self-destructive beliefs that tell us we're not good enough, that tell us, you know, who are we to go out and, you know, lead the way on that thing that, you know, Julie's been waiting to do. There's destructive beliefs that keep us so small and keep us in fear and all kinds of things. And those are what we personally need to stomp out. You know, like the image of Kali, she's got a skull under her foot, or a man under her foot, and she holds a skull, or a lot of skulls. And a lot of people would think, oh, that's, you know, think lots of things, but she's showing you have to stomp out your own ego, your own fears, your own self harm, self-flagellation, like, oh, I messed that up, or I'll never figure that out, or, you know, all kinds of stories that we talk about. And so Durga, while yes, sometimes things on the outer world have to be destroyed, you know, there's lots of stories like that. Today, the message is, what is it in your inner world that needs to be destroyed? And literally, it can be destroyed by a snap of your fingers, or, you know, one action into courage rather than fear. So she stands for that. Her legend centers around combating evils and demonic forces that threaten peace, prosperity, dharma, following our paths, and the power of good or evil. And, you know, for me, I know, again, that's in the exterior world, yes, but I believe that happens internally, soul by soul, and then the world changes. That's my impression now and my current understanding and what I teach. When we take care of our own heart and figure out why we keep hurting other people, then the world will be a lot more peaceful. She's believed to unleash her divine wrath against the wicked. And to me, you know, a lot of that is wicked thoughts against ourselves, for the liberation of the oppressed, and the entrail, and this entails destruction to empower creation. So let's just hit on that for a moment. Destruction to empower creation. I, for one, have had to destroy many, many, many thoughts and many old ways within myself to empower my own co-creation of my life. And that's what I teach. It's like one by one figuring out, oh, that is a destructive way that I keep going into relationships with men or women or people who are not good for me. That's a destructive pattern, and I must destroy it. I must stop it. That's the message today. So maybe you feel like saying a holy hell yes to stopping something, and maybe our meditation will help raise awareness of something that you're doing. If we're doing readings today, so if anyone has a call of like, what is this that I keep? Why do I keep doing this? I'd be happy to do a reading about that. So that is our beautiful Durga. It is, according to legend, and I got these from various sources, according to legend, Durga was actually created in order to slay the buffalo demon Mahishasura. And so she was said to be created by Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, and some lesser gods who were otherwise powerless to overcome this buffalo demon. Embodying their collective energy, the collective energy of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, as Shakti, the feminine energy, she is both derivative from the male divinities and the true source of their inner power. She's also greater than any of them. Born fully grown and beautiful, Durga presents a fierce, menacing form to her enemies. She's usually depicted riding a lion and with 8 or 10 arms, each holding a special weapon of one of the gods who gave them to her for her battle against the buffalo demon. And there's an annual festival called Durga Puja, held annually in her honor, which is one of the greatest festivals in northeastern India. So I did want to share that because in the context of talking about all of these guides today, it's also their work with us and our work within to harmonize our own feminine and masculine aspects. And when we come into that balance and center, we are both, you know, human beings are all. We are capable of so many things, and the harnessing of both masculine, divine masculine, and divine feminine is what so much of our work right now is all about. And that's what I help people with. So I always think, you know, in the context of what's going on with the discussions of pronouns and what we should do with that, it's like that's very much part of the forefront of our conversation these days, especially with kids, with a lot younger people than me, because like there's this interesting and interplay of we are not just one thing, we're many, and that includes feminine and masculine energy. And so it's always just kind of interesting when I talk to my teenagers, I always have that more spiritual perspective, which they don't really want to listen to. So we're going to shift now to Isis, the goddess Isis. And I have been on a deep healing journey myself with healing very old and severe childhood sexual trauma. And Isis has been the fierce mother goddess energy that has been helping to pave my way through to a new future, to a new, to many, many new beginnings. And she has a similar, very motherly, they're all like super motherly energies. And also like fierce and compassionate. So they embody like everything that a mother lioness, a mother bear, you know, the fiercest of our animals have, and this placid, calm, you know, like knowing that I know you're going to be okay. And so Isis is all of these things. And one of the things with these divine feminine guides is that there's so many things, and they present themselves to us at times when we need them in certain forms. So when we might need more of a motherly guidance or just to be held, then they appear like that. When we need to be fierce and convicted and carve a new path, forge a new path, they help us be that. When we need to be an architect of our life, they help us with that. Like they are here as mirrors, here as reflections, here as guides in so many forms. So from there's an Egyptian museum where I got some specific details. I know Isis through many channelings and many readings. This great mother Isis is the goddess. She's one of the goddesses. She's known as the goddess of healing and magic. And as we know, she was crucial to ancient Egyptian religious beliefs. The name we call her Isis is Greek, but the ancient Egyptians called her Aset, or I've also heard it Osit. And her name translates to Queen of the Throne, which is reflected in her headdress, which is typically a throne on her head. And there is no doubt that Isis knows who she is. All of these masters know who they are. And they're teaching us now, as women and men, as leaders, to really own who we are. That's the biggest message I have today. Who are you? Well, you're worthy. And if you don't own who you are as a divine connected soul in a body, no one else will. You know, like it has to start with us owning our power. Just like we were saying, thank you again with Julie, like, you know, you've got something big. Own it, please. Please own it, because the world wants it, and you deserve to have to share your gift. And I say this to all of us, but since she asked, and don't hold back, because that's almost like that's a sacrifice to the divine that shares this gift with you. So with Isis, she's also depicted with a vulture headdress very often, which is the goddess Mut or Mut. And other times it's a solar disk with horns on the side. And so she's seen as a winged goddess. Often the pictures show her with her wings wide open. And that's what she's always showing my clients and me. Keep your wings open, open your heart. Let yourself be free. You're here to fly, whatever that is. Whether you're an artist, a teacher, a chef, a painter, whatever it is, anything, a seamstress, be open. That's like what they're whispering through to everyone listening right now. Let yourself open. So take a moment, and even wherever you are, open up your hands and arms, your wings, to open your heart. Because we're going to move into a guided meditation shortly. And the first step is to say, yeah, I'm willing. I'm totally willing to do that. So Isis was the wife and sister of the god Osiris, who rules the underworld in the context of these Egyptian gods and goddesses. And it's said that they were in love with each other, even in the womb. Isis was the mother of Horus, who's known as the protector of the pharaoh, which is a pretty powerful spot. And the most famous story of Isis begins when Seth, the jealous brother of Osiris, dismembered Osiris and scattered his body throughout Egypt. And this is a key story. The ancient sacred stories say that the other deities were so impressed with Isis's dedication to her beloved husband that they helped her retrieve all the parts of him and revive him. And that is a metaphor for my life and many of our lives, where the goddess Isis is helping us parcel out pain and suffering and trauma and retrieve the parts of us that have been taken. She works with victims of sexual trauma, of rape, of incest, of, you know, just all kinds of traumas where people have been had their power taken or given it away. And a lot of our healing is this process to get it back, take back those parts of us. Literally, it's energy, it's light, it brings us back to our transcendent state. So that is beautiful Isis. She was both known and is known as the protector of women and the bringer of magic. And so we're going to leave that as the bringer of magic is true. The Egyptians are and have been masters of alchemy and magic. And so we will definitely be bringing that in a few moments. I'm going to take a break. And there's another comment from Jenna from Nebraska. What's the best way for me to connect with my guides? Oh, good. You say it feels like you're almost there, but I'm missing a link somewhere to get the messages and I'm trying to connect for. Okay, well, girl, stick around. This will help. Very specifically, allow the energy, if you will, to work with your throat. That's where I'm guided. Your throat chakra can, if you like, say yes to an energetic attunement. And if anyone listening wants to say yes to an attunement to help you connect with your guides right now, go ahead and do that. You'll all receive what you need, what we can do in the space of this recording. That's what I help people with. So, but very specifically, Jenna, there's a very old belief passed down generation to generation in your lineage. This is a very common thing I see in your lineage that says if you connect with something outside of yourself, that is, it's what we were talking about. It's scary, and it's even like it was seen as a sin. It was seen as such like a deathly sin. There's a lot of religious teachings that teach about that, like that you better not even think there's angels because that's a sin. And, you know, I don't care if people believe that, but I don't. And that's been passed down in your lineage. And so you might not think that, Jenna, right now, or you may have played around with that, that's what I'm getting as far as one thing. You can shed that now and say, I release all blocks to that. I know that this connection is holy and divine, and I'm divinely guided. And then following that, say, help me. So hopefully you got that. Send me a message if you need that. But it's basically you can now rescind that in this energy of the divine feminine, and they'll assist you to come in and release that because it's operating in your throat chakra, and that blocks your literal energy channel. Okay, so Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene are also with us today, and it goes without saying, we know most of everyone listening has a knowing of Mother Mary. And I just wanted to highlight one fact that is fascinating and beautiful, that Mother Mary is noted in the New Testament of the Bible 54 times, but she's revered also in the religion of Islam. She's the only woman named in the Quran, and it refers to her 70 times and explicitly identifies her as the greatest of all women, stating with reference to the angelic salutation during the Annunciation, O Mary, God has chosen you and purified you. He has chosen you above all the women of creation. So I wanted to highlight that. I have lots of other stories about Mother Mary, and she works all the time with me, with my clients. But I believe that there's probably plenty of understanding of her, and we're going to bring her energy in. I'm going to start the meditation along with Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene is going to lead this holy kind of reunion within you energetically, if you like. And so I don't see any other reading questions. If you have a question, go over to my Facebook page, Suzanne Alexandria Enterprises, or my personal one, and send me a private message and we'll chat. I would love to communicate with you. I just want to go ahead and do this recording as we have about 10 minutes for this. So in the interest of what's been expressed with comments, in the interest of assisting and being a channel for you to connect with these ascended masters, these divine feminine energies, the goddess Durga, the goddess Isis, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. All you have to do is allow. If you would like them to show you a new way to commune with them, close your eyes. And this is between you and them. I'm a facilitator. This is between you and the holy who love you so much. Close your eyes and bring your hands to your heart and simply state, yes. Would you please show me a new way to commune with you? And what we'll do is allow their divine light to basically to mix with yours. And with this permission, your own heart, your own higher self, true self, is invited to unzip your energy field, to allow your edges to melt, to allow the edges of your mind to melt, and to open your heart chakra, your throat, your crown, your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, and your root chakra. Allow your energy field to be opened for a harmonization. And one of the many ways that I work with Mary Magdalene, and there's a whole sisterhood of Magdalene healers who I see now and I work with, and they come into my sessions. They are sisters. They are soul sisters who work with humanity, with individuals and groups, to help us open to the divine, to the holy, to become that holy expression of light. And Mary was known as this. She was by Jesus's side. And she traveled after his death to France and lived in total holy communion in a cave where she was an empress of the divine, the holy communion. And she was revered once she knew she was had found safety and security. She was revered by those around her as a holy priestess of light. And she's showing us how to become this once again, how to remember this light. So her presence is in front of us right now, in front of you. And the first thing I would love to do is invite you to experience what that's like for you. This is what I teach. How is your knowing of the Magdalene at this moment? It might be something you're familiar with, or maybe not. Notice if your body senses a shift or a specific energy. Notice perhaps if you see something. Notice if you feel, or if you simply have a deep understanding that it is her energy. It is very specifically her energy working with yours, with your wheels of light within you, to magnetically harmonize you and your connection straight to source. And she's beaming her hands with rays of light right to your solar plexus to allow your own freedom of empowered knowing and divinity. And she offers that you say a prayer like this. If there's any place I've given my power to another, to a belief, to a system or a religion in any lifetime, I command that power back now to my solar plexus, into my heart. Bring it back in. This is the work a lot of us are doing at this time, bringing back our power. And she emphasizes the word command. I command it back now, because you're the commander in chief of you. And you might feel or sense or notice these energies coming back to you. So we'll continue with that bringing back of your power. And again, today, this is very specifically related to your own inner navigation system, your own inner communion with the divine in all its forms. But this solar plexus strengthening is really, really key. And so my intention is that blesses you mightily. Let it continue. And there's some guidance from the Mother Mary. So imagine her hands on your shoulders. And Mother Mary shows a beautiful red bottle, glass bottle with rose oil. Her scent is the rose, her flower is the rose. And if you would like to receive an opening of your crown chakra, also with the sovereign expressed intention to open your connection, then simply say yes to this beautiful benevolent presence and allow her to drop three drops signifying the Trinity onto your crown of your head. And her energy, we often see her, she's known as the Queen of the Heavens. She wears her crown. She knows exquisitely and explicitly who she is. She places both hands on your crown, and she invites you to see yourself with your own innate golden crown. It's already been there. And the fleur-de-lis Trinity symbol shines from your crown, helping you to connect with all aspects, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit within you. And allow that to drop into your throat and your heart and your belly and your sacral and your root. So we have both of these beloved energies anchoring you within you in a powerful way, braiding the Trinity down through your very core. Again, making it very clear, this is yours. This is your light. And as that's happening, Durga and Isis are in front of you. Durga on the right with her tiger, and Isis on the left with her Ankh. And they are both explicitly showing you in this moment that they love you unconditionally, and they completely wish to be part of your stepping forward. Whatever you're doing, this is an auspicious time if you're listening to this. So if you wish for assistance as you step onto a new path, simply say yes and notice how you transcend the past and start to be drawn forward, almost like you're on a chariot. And they invite you to start a communion with them by saying, how do I do this? This is what I want. Show me the way. This is what I'd like. How do I do it? And so all of you who've listened live or in the recording have received a beautiful anointing, an attunement with the Divine Feminine, Holy Ancestry, who loves you so very, very much. Remember them, pray to them, commune, do your meditation, and ask them, show me the way, show me how, and they will. And with that, I have to close this podcast. I am so, so grateful that we've been joined by you beautiful souls, by Jenna and by Julie. Please find me on social media, on Facebook for more. I would love to be in touch with you. Sign up for my newsletter at SuzanneAlexandria.com as well if you'd like to learn about my program. But for this day, know that your energy has been anchored in a brand new way of enlightenment with the Divine Feminine. And it's such a pleasure and a joy to do this during this sacred opening. We're still in the solstice and the Christmas energy of rebirth. So let yourself be transformed by this and follow up. I would love to, I would love to be in communion with you through my various offerings as well. SuzanneAlexandria.com. Thank you all. And to all a good night. Thank you. The angels are so blessed and also grateful that you've opened your hearts to them. And hopefully you're feeling grounded in this presence. And I'll be sharing much more in the new year about all of this. Thank you all so much. Namaste.
To me, this path of healing and enlightenment is this immaculate process of finding all the parts of us that have been lost and hidden and even taken, and then very masterfully and lovingly recombining ourselves, coming into our true self, and then all of a sudden realizing, oh my gosh, I'm home. Thank you for listening to Soul Activation Podcast. For more information about me, visit SuzanneAlexandria.com. Tune in every second and fourth Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.